You know, as we enter the last year of commemorations of World War One, history reminds us, dear listener, of an important lesson. Foreign dignitaries are not always welcome in the capital of Bosnia, Sarajevo, but Turkish President Erdogan wasn't too concerned on his visit to this combustible city on Sunday for a political rally. Thousands of Bosnian Muslims and European Turks greeted the president with the chant, Sultan Erdogan. And LNL's regular commentator on Eastern Europe, the ever-reliable Michael Colburn, travelled to Sarajevo to attend the rally. And I think we've got him. Yes, we have. Michael, thanks for leaping to fill our program hole. Oh,
it's not a problem. I'm always glad to be here.
What was Erdogan doing in Sarajevo?
Well, of course, Erdogan is up for re-election in Turkey next month on June 24th. There were elections that were moved up from, I believe, November, at least from later in the year, and these are presidential elections because late last year there was this referendum in Turkey on constitutional changes to change the system of government into a more presidential republic, which of course Erdogan won, and now he is running to be president under this new presidential system, which would give him, whoever wins the presidency, but it will probably most likely be Erdogan, it will give that president more powers than any president has had before in Turkish history, as I understand it. And what Erdogan has wanted to do is appeal to Turks living abroad. Now, of course, there are millions of Turks, ethnic Turks who live in Europe, especially in countries like Germany, the Netherlands, and Austria. And many of these Turks, even if they've never lived in Turkey, they can vote in these upcoming elections. So what Erdogan had wanted to do was hold rallies in Germany, in Austria, or in the Netherlands. But all of those countries said, no, you can't hold an election rally here because of the concerns that, of course, many European and other Western countries have expressed about Erdogan's slow descent into authoritarianism since the July 2016 attempted coup. So Erdogan still wanted to hold a rally in Europe. And it so happened that an NGO, a relatively new Turkish diaspora NGO called the European Union of Balkan Democrats, they were holding their annual meeting in Sarajevo last Sunday. And so Erdogan presumably saw the opportunity to come to that, to say that it was an election rally, but not an election rally. And effectively, as one person who me, myself and my colleague Maxim Edwards spoke to last week, Erdogan was essentially using Sarajevo as a podium to speak to European Turks, not necessarily to Bosnians or people in the Balkans per se.
He talks about the place as a sort of Middle Eastern Palestine. Sorry, as a regional Palestine.
Yeah, there was some interesting language that he used, and in talking to observers and commentators, it's clear that Erdogan has tried to fashion himself as a defender of Islam and a defender of Muslims in Europe. And for a lot of people, and a lot of people here in Bosnia, of course, where I think roughly about half the population are Muslims, Bosnian Muslims or Bosniaks is the term. But he's the way that Erdogan has presented himself, and he certainly did so at the rally, where he talked about that he would be... When we spoke to people before the rally, there was one gentleman that I spoke to who said that Erdogan is the only leader, the only person who stands up for Palestine. And a Bosniak woman I spoke to inside the rally said that she absolutely felt that Erdogan was a defender of Muslims like her in Europe who across Europe, of course, are dealing with what I would say is a rise in anti-Islam or Islamophobic sentiments.
We're talking to Michael Colburn, who's a Canadian journalist based in the ravishingly beautiful city of Prague. I understand he kept them waiting while he had various meetings.
Well, to be honest, he kept them waiting, and because I was there too, he kept me waiting as well. But that's my job, so that's okay. He kept people waiting. Well, people did file slowly into the rally, but the majority of people were there for about, I believe it must have been close to 2.5 hours before he actually made his appearance. And even well before the rally, before Erdogan's speech had ever started, well before he'd ever got on stage, the arena was still a hive of activity. There was alternating chants of a few chants, like you'd mentioned at the beginning of the program, Sultan Erdogan. Those were, I'll stress, I heard those from only a minority of people, but other chants, just Recep Tayyip Erdogan. There was, I think it was a loop of about 5 or 6 patriotic songs, and one song, Erdogan's campaign song.
Can you sing it to me, please, Michael?
I could, but to be honest, I think I heard it about 40 times that afternoon. I'm not stretching the truth. It is
Michael.
I'm told you have
a very beautiful light baritone, but I won't force you. Look, is there much Turkish investment in Bosnia apart from political investment?
That's what's quite interesting, and that's what myself and my colleague Maxim Edwards, we're investing for a project over the next few months. We're looking into Turkish influence or the role of Turkey in not just Bosnia, but across the Balkans. It's a project that is funded by a German NGO and a media NGO called Enost. I just wanted to throw that in there. But what we're really interested in is this idea, especially, and it's very apparent here in Bosnia, that many Bosnians, or Bosniaks specifically, those who are Muslim, really think that, many would really think that Turkey has the largest investment role in this country, and it doesn't. It's actually, from the latest figures that I looked at and from what interviewees told us, it's not even in the top 10. But what Turkey does do with its investments in this country is it makes them incredibly visible. And this is really apparent when you spend, if you come to the city center here and spend even just a bit of time here as a tourist, there, if anything has been, no matter how small, has been renovated or rebuilt with Turkish money from any Turkish government source, their branding is all over it. There's a Turkish flag on it. It's very clear that Turkey has spent money on this or that, whether it's renovating a part of the pavement in Basharshi, a part of the old town, or what we're looking at, mosque reconstruction. It's very visible, but it isn't actually that much.
Michael, is he pushing himself as more the leader of Turkey, more than the leader of Turkey, but a leader of Muslims from around the place?
I absolutely think he's trying to position himself as a global leader of Muslims, especially as Muslims throughout Europe particularly are sometimes feeling alienated or disillusioned with their societies. My colleague Maxim spoke to an attendee yesterday at the rally, and he said he was a Turkish attendee, but he was born in Austria, and he said that he never has felt at home in Austria. And so for many Muslims, when they look around, they see the world around them, and they see what they feel is happening to their Muslim brethren, when a strong man like Erdogan steps up and aggressively says, I'm going to defend you, I'm here to make sure these people don't push you around anymore, that's a message that I think is receptive to a lot of people. And it's receptive to many people in this country, in Bosnia as well, because part of the issue that Bosnians, especially Bosniaks, Muslims have in this country is a sense that, dating back to the war here 20, 25 years ago, there's this sense that they've been slowly abandoned or ignored by the European Union and the United States. So you throw that sentiment especially here in Bosnia, it's not surprising that a lot of Bosniaks, even if they do have concerns about what they acknowledge as Erdogan's less than democratic tendencies, they see him as somebody that's going to defend them from people that they think are not happy with them being around.
We've got to wind up in a second, but of course he did in his speech blaze away at the Israelis over Gaza. Big finish. Long live hell for all tyrants.
Mm-hmm. Those are not particularly subtle messages. And I think what was quite interesting about the rally, I was speaking with some journalists who have covered more events in Turkey or who are based in Turkey. This is the first sort of rally like this I've personally attended, and I'm certainly far from a Turkey expert, but some journalists and others were telling me that even by the standards of Erdogan rallies, some of the speech and the rhetoric was a bit more aggressive than usual.
So Michael, we've got to wind it up. We've managed to locate Shapiro, so we'll be having our Shapiroette, but thanks for leaping in so quickly.
Oh.
Michael is a Canadian freelance journalist who covers East European for politics for foreign policy and the CBC.